Welcome to Entrepreneurhood, where we break entrepreneurship down into three simple pillars: business, lifestyle, and motivation. Our goal is to use our personal experiences as industry leaders to guide and inspire young entrepreneurs to see the lesson in every challenge. Because we understand that companies don't succeed, people do. Now, welcome the leaders of Entrepreneurhood, Lay Kim and KB.
Welcome to the neighborhood. You got your boy Lay Kim in the building, and I got my brother KB in the building with me. We on episode 24, and we decided to name this one, Nah, Dream Bigger. And KB and I, man, we've been talking to a lot of entrepreneurs, and we've been seeing a common theme with some of the issues that entrepreneurs are experiencing. KB, he found a quote, and he's going to give you an in-depth explanation of why we decided to choose this episode. KB, what's the quote of the day?
To accomplish great things, we must not only act, but also dream. Not only plan, but also believe. The reason I like this quote so much, because after all the X's and O's, you do have to have faith out there that what your dreams are going to come true in life. And that's only up to you. It's not about right or wrong, facts or no facts. It's up to you.
Yeah, bro. I feel like there's certain things that happen to us, and it doesn't matter about what other people think, what kind of limiting beliefs people put on us. It's meant to, like, our true faith and what we think we could really accomplish. Disregard what everybody else got to say.
Yeah, no one can deflect or change your vision that you came up with in your mind. So that's why we always say, you know, with this episode, nah, dream bigger. So the reason why we chose this topic, because lately the entrepreneurs we've been contacted with, they never thought about the big picture. They never dreamed about all the possibilities that life have to offer. So we're here just to take the lid off their thinking to make them dream bigger.
I feel like we've been blessed because we've always been in situations where, you know, we've always thought that, like, yo, we could do more. And we didn't allow our current situation to make us think the opposite. But I feel like a lot of people, they become a product of their environment. And if the people around you are thinking small, then what other option you got?
Be right next to him. The first problem we got that entrepreneurs say, I just want to be comfortable.
My goodness.
This line, it makes me cringe, because when you think about it, what is really comfortable?
And that's the issue, man. No one knows what that comfortable definition means. It's just a vague statement.
I believe that this worldly pandemic changed everybody's perspective on comfortable. If you were just shooting for comfortable and you went without income for 3 months, I guarantee you wasn't comfortable after those 3 months is over.
Yeah, it really forced people to realize that, man, I can't just aim to be comfortable in life, because being comfortable in life either led to me being laid off, getting behind on my bills, being evicted, or, you know, not being able to help the people that I care about.
It's like a real thin line between not making it and being comfortable. And it's like, if you just say comfortable, then you only allow yourself to just be on the surface.
Being comfortable is just like when people say, I just want to be happy. That's another term that when I hear it, it infuriates me. And I think the reason why is because I feel like that's such a vague statement. Yo, you say, I just want to be happy. If I give a person ice cream, does that make you happy? Does that make you, like, accomplish anything bigger than your current situation? No, it's vague. And when you're not clear about what you want, life gives you whatever it feels like giving you.
Yeah, you got to take ownership and dream.
For real.
The second problem we have is, I don't think I can do that. With this problem, I think as a young entrepreneur or young experienced entrepreneur, these are certain things that come across your head. Like, it happens where people tell you, yo, I see you doing your thing. Yo, you could get your own store. You could get your own gym. And you say, I don't think I can do that. You say that so quickly because you just don't see, you know, things on that scale and you being the leader of it or being in control or being the owner of it. And I think we just, you know, shoot ourselves in the foot before any challenges actually happen.
The main thing is, when people say, I don't think I could do that, they really are just saying that I don't feel like I have the skill sets, or I feel like you have more experience. So that's your thing. You know, like, I feel like that's another thing is, like, nah, that's more of a you thing. Like, I can't do that. Not really. You just choose that you don't want to do it. It's not like you can't. It's a huge difference.
Yeah, because who we are today is not who we are when we started.
Facts.
So people need to understand that in the beginning, You're going to be terrible. Jay-Z said when he first rapping, he didn't know how to make a song. 25, 30 years later, he's one of the best rappers ever. So it's like everybody starts at some point. What they're saying is you don't have to be great at start, but you have to be great to start. And that corresponds with that phrase. I don't think I can do that. Of course, you can't do it at this point in time. But if you shoot for it and aim for it, then that's where you're going to end up being at.
Yeah, I think it's all about what you believe. And I think of both a lot of these problems don't come with just having faith, because the lack of faith, it holds so many people back from just getting started in the process of dreaming bigger. I think this episode is well needed, and our entrepreneurs, they're going to see some value in this one.
To talk about, you know, our personal experience with being comfortable, I remember the first time somebody actually told me that. I didn't think nothing of it. And then I started to break it down. I said, you know, what's comfortable to you? Being that, you know, we live in New York City. And in New York City, is either you winning or you hurting, pretty much. So there's no comfortable. And they said, well, I just want a house, you know, just a nice house. Like, just literally like this, verbatim. I just want a nice house, enough money to go on vacation, a good job, and, you know, a nice car. In my head, I'm doing, you know, dollar signs. I'm calculating everything.
Doing the numbers.
Yeah. So being a realtor, you know, a nice house where? Like 3 bedrooms, renovated. Do you want a garage? Do you want a driveway? All these things are popping up. You want a car? What kind of car? You want a Honda? You want a BM? You want a Maserati? There's different levels to everything. And, you know, what kind of job do you want? All these different things need to be talked about when you say comfortable. And when I ask this person, it kind of was threw them off, really. Like, wow, I never thought about that. So it's like, why do you just assume being comfortable is okay?
When that kind of different situations happen, sometimes they get offended because they don't understand. When you start asking more questions about those things, they're like, well, I mean, you know what I mean. And it's like, I don't, bro, because the numbers don't make no sense. Like, what do you mean? Like, nah, like, you got to be more clear on what that like vision looks like and what comfortable means to you.
The level of thinking is so normal. It's normalized to think that way. And I have multiple people say that from where we're from, because they like, yo, I'm not living in the projects, or I'm not struggling to pay my bills. I just want to have a little bit more than having my bills. You could have so much more than that. Like, nah, dream bigger, bro.
Yeah, man. And I feel like for me, like, here's kind of one of my experiences, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a polarizing approach to this experience, right? I think when people aim to be comfortable, like, they're being selfish. Straight up. By you saying you want to be comfortable, the way that I interpret it is when you aim for being comfortable, you're pretty much saying that you don't care about your loved ones, because at some point they're going to need you in their life. And when you aim to be comfortable, you're not going to be able to help them. Being comfortable means you just want to take care of yourself. That's what I think when I hear that. Why aim to just take care of yourself when life is meant to be able to live and then also take care of the people that mean the world to you? So when I hear people say comfortable, it really, like, it infuriates me, because I'm like, yo, you selfish. Stop being selfish.
Yeah, they're not going to like that. I definitely agree, because one, it financially, you know, it's pretty selfish, because it's like when people come to your house and you order a pizza, you just have enough for your immediate family. So your other family can't come because you're comfortable. You don't have enough, more than enough to get for everybody else. And a simple, you know, example on a bigger scale of things, go back into the pandemic. If, you know, your family wasn't essential workers and they actually needed a helping hand, but you only had enough for you and yours, then you wouldn't be beneficial to them. You wouldn't be able to, you know, care for that person just because you focus on being comfortable instead of having more than enough.
Yeah, I think instead of viewing life in a way of the limitations, I think life is meant to be lived in abundance, right? I hear a lot of my mentors say that, man, like, there's abundance in life based on your perspective and how you want to attack the situation. So I just feel like when our entrepreneurs out there are just saying, hey, man, I just want my business just to make enough, or I just want to have enough sales. Again, man, you got to dream bigger. That's thinking too small. And when you think small, that's when there's no longevity in business. You're going to be out of business trying to aim for comfort.
Yeah. And you lose your creativity when you have nothing to shoot for. That's another aspect of it too, is when you want to be comfortable. And then the other thing that just came to my mind is time. We know time is the most valuable thing. But you think, you know, our parents would be working 50, 60 hours, 70 hours a week if they didn't have to. They probably would have spent more time with us. But yeah. Being that the space at the end where, you know, making ends meet, paycheck to paycheck, or being comfortable, they don't have that time allocated to us. I remember back in high school, you would say, yo, I wish a mother and father could come to more games. They wanted to, but they was working. They had to make ends meet. Now, if you put yourself in a position where you're making more than enough, now you can be present with your child for the first 6 months and not worry about, you know, a financial burden. You can do these certain things. You can take trips. You can spend more time. It make your relationship better because now you could go away and travel. That comfortability is very small mindset, especially for an entrepreneur when there's no limits on what you can actually make.
As entrepreneurs, the limits is based on, you know, what we decide. Like there is no like ceiling. There is no, you know, like you got to stop. It's based on like what you want to accomplish. So I think when you said that, man, that's so true. Like that was a big thing that really hurt me when as a kid. And I think that's probably why, and I enjoy getting attention. As a kid, I never really got that much attention because my parents was always working. I was just, as a kid, like just trying to get attention. I was like, yo, man, show up to the game. I'm the captain. We wasn't winning, but it was like, yo, just at least maybe we would have won an extra game or two if you was there. It just makes me think like when people aim for being comfortable, man, you never know who you're going to let down.
That's definitely true, bro. And on the flip side of things where, you know, my mom, she was like in and out of work due to health issues. I had time, but we didn't have no money. So she was at the games, you know, she was cheering me on and everything else. But when it came outside of that, it's like, yo, this is what life is about. I was learning about bills and expenses at a young age. And it made me realize, like, yo, I have to go out and get more than enough so we don't have to go through these certain situations. And I don't want to go through these situations with my kids. And that's where comfortable was just never a thing for me. Like, it just never existed in my vocabulary. Only thing I want comfortable is my sneakers.
So why do you think our entrepreneurs, why do so many people say this term? Like, I just want to be comfortable. What do you think is the root of this term?
I truly believe it's the fear of failure. So comfortable is like a safe, sexy, great area for people. If I don't know what you're really shooting for and you end up landing on something, then I'm like, oh, yeah, you're doing good. But if you're saying, Lay, I'm going to be a millionaire before I'm 30, 32, you're not a millionaire, you're going to feel like a failure to everybody. A lot of people don't want to put themselves in position and they will say, you know, I'm going to do my moves in silent because they don't want to speak out in public to people because they have opportunity to shoot them down if it doesn't actually happen.
That makes sense. Yeah, because then if you say that you're going to do something and you're very clear and you vocalize it, when it doesn't happen, people feel like now you give people a reason to say, I told you you wasn't going to do it, you know, like, but when you aim for being comfortable, you don't really have that issue. So yeah, I feel that.
The second experience is, I don't think I can do that. Now with this experience of this term or this saying, I have experienced that with in the beginning with training and being a realtor, being a model, being an actor, because I never thought about these things, like the different lanes that I'm in. I don't think I could do that. Well, I don't think that's for me. That was my approach until he actually tried it. And when I tried it, I'm like, yo, I do think I can do this. And I think that's all what it takes for people. It's like, yo, you just got to try it. If you never try it, then of course you're not going to be able to do it.
And I think when people say, I don't think I could do that, right? Like how I think of it is another way to phrase it is when people say people like me are not meant to do things like that, or people like me are not meant to have those nice things, right? And the way that experience resonates with me is I told myself that a lot once things started to pick up for me, you know? I felt like I didn't deserve things because of where I came from. When I started getting a nice car, I was like, wow, I don't think a person like me is supposed to drive a nice car. When I finally got to a point of where I was saving a lot of money, you know, weekly, monthly, and yearly, it's like, yo, people like me is not supposed to do that ethically. You know, it's like where we come from, you're not supposed to save money unless you're doing somebody grimy. So all of those things came to my mind. I was like, yo, as being a young black CEO, that's not meant for people like you and me. We grew up in the hood and we grew up in a violent community where we saw a lot of people do things that they wasn't supposed to. Even when I tell people, or I say it all the time, I want to be a multimillionaire by the time I'm 30. When I would say that in the beginning, people were like, yo, you crazy. Look at you, bro. Like, you from the hood. You tripping. That's not meant for you. Like, that's meant for the white people. That's meant for the people that got a strong network. And I had none of that. It was so easy for me to be consumed with all of the noise that people were saying. So I feel the entrepreneurs, man, when they say that they don't think they can do that, but there's a lot more to the equation than, you know, just that part of it.
I got a question. So what are the people saying now?
Now what they're saying is like, yo, Lay, how did you do that? Can you teach me? Man, I always believed in you, you know? And I'm like, man, like, it's crazy how the tables turn when you don't give up. And I think for entrepreneurs that, you know, when they hear people that be chirping on the side, sometimes you got to just know how to, you know, go get in your zone, become the Black Mamba, man. Like, when you're in your zone, there's nothing that's going to get you out of it. And sometimes entrepreneurs got to know how to get themselves in and cancel out all the noise.
Yeah, I think dreaming was a big thing for you that kept you persistent beyond your circumstances. So even when you have no money in your pocket, negative account, and you're saying, I want to be a millionaire before I'm 30. And I think that's the part that makes the difference maker for everyone's lives, is having circumstances that's counterproductive to where you're trying to go, but you're still believing, you're still pushing, and you're still grinding to what you want to achieve. And that, those are the people who truly become it. Many millionaires who are millionaires, they're not millionaires because they didn't believe. They actually believed in it. You know, some people are born into it, but the ones that came from nothing, they believed to get there.
So I got a question, man. Have you ever had someone laugh at you when you told them one of your big goals before? As you were getting into entrepreneurship and you talking a big game, and people like, KB, you don't got nothing. Like, what are you talking about? Have you had anyone laugh at you?
All the time. When I tell people I was dropping out of school, that was the biggest laugh of all. Like, you're going to drop out of school to do business? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And I was like, I got it. I'm going to figure it out. And those are the same people like, yo, KB, I'm so proud of you. I knew you from the beginning. I knew you always had it in you. And it's like, I know. It's cool. It's cool. But yeah, I mean, that's a part of the process that comes with it. That's going to show you, I think that's a battle between not you and that person, but you and your own negative thoughts. Are you going to let that let you down? Are you going to let that persuade you from not achieving? And I never take it personal, because it's not for them to see. I know, you know, what I have in my dreams. I know when I go to sleep at night, when I wake up in the morning, what's the first thing I see? And I do see me being a successful business entrepreneur, a millionaire. And after millionaire, is probably going to be billionaire. And I do see that in my future. So it's like, no one can say things that's going to deter me. Like, all right, they said I can't do it, so I'm not going to be able to do it.
One of the quotes that I wrote down, it says, if your dreams don't scare you, then they're not big enough. When I first heard this quote, probably like 5-6 years ago, I was like, yo, man, I got to start dreaming bigger. Just like what the title says, man, people are going to belittle your goals. They're going to tell you that you're crazy. And then if you're not strong enough, you're going to believe them. But what KB and I want to say to our entrepreneurs is, nah, dream bigger. You know, like, you have to make sure that you just set the goals that it makes you scared, but you just know it's something that means something to you. And I feel like it's not meant for them to understand, because it's your goal. And that made me realize that, like, yo, regardless of what people say, regardless of what my experience is, I'm going to just double down and I'm going to get to it.
That's the only way to do it. For the takeaway, right? What would you say for a person? What would be a solution for them to say, I just want to be comfortable? Like, what do you say to that person?
My takeaway for that is, I want you to think about how you're going to feel when you accomplish that goal, right? Because when people tell you, like, you just don't want to be comfortable, what you said, it eliminates your creativity. Once you lack that creativity, you stop thinking and you stop looking for different solutions, right? For any entrepreneur, man, that just say they want to be comfortable, you have to develop better clarity on what you want. Because remember, like what I said earlier, is there's going to be people in your life, whether you believe it or not, that are going to need you later on or currently right now. And They're going to rely on the work ethic that you're doing right now. All the decisions you make as a new entrepreneur, a building entrepreneur, an entrepreneur that's rebounding from a loss, the work that you're putting in is going to help somebody. And that's going to be the reason why someone continues to push, is because you decided not just to be comfortable, but to think bigger than yourself.
I like that. And it's similar to what I said. My takeaway is defining it. Because a lot of people, they say the line, it gets under my skin every time. I just want to be comfortable. But define that, what it means to you. And this is not, I'm not even going against people who want a modest, you know, lifestyle. I'm going against people that never actually took time out to figure out exactly what they want. Is that a $50,000 a year? Is that $150K a year? Or is that $550 to make you comfortable? And people go, well, why are you putting a number on it? Well, the number will clarify what you need to obtain. Be comfortable for the type of lifestyle that you want. No one wants to get to the nitty-gritty details of it because it's going to require work and it's going to require accountability. So if you're shooting for, you say you want $100K and you're probably at 50, now it's going to require you to work a little smarter, work a little harder to get to that 100. So I think defining it is a great solution for people that have that problem, is defining what comfortable looks like for you and then go after it and then attack it.
Facts, facts. And my takeaway for the second problem is, you know, when people say, I don't think I can do that. Here's what I want all my entrepreneurs to remember. Don't worry about the how, right? Just get clear on your why. Because the more time you spend thinking about how you're going to accomplish something, the less time you have to accomplish it. Like, is that simple, you know? So like our entrepreneurs that's out, like just continue to say, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could do that, because they're thinking of like all of the work that's required and all of the X's and O's. Bro, the how will discourage you, or it'll push you away from actually completing the task. So for all my entrepreneurs out there, man, like I just want them to know, like, just get clear on your why. As long as you know why you're doing something, it's gonna happen, because people like you are meant to live life with no limits, you know? And what my final thing that I want to leave all the entrepreneurs with is, remember that your current situation doesn't have to be a permanent life. So I want our entrepreneurs to dream bigger.
I like that. I like that a lot. My takeaway is, change your environment. For those people who think, I don't think I can do that. If you literally change your environment and the people you talk to on a daily basis, it will shape you. Engage with that friend who's actually making those big moves, who's doing these big things, is always shooting for more. And ask them how much work they put in, but then ask them how much they was able to do for their loved ones. Because dreaming bigger is not just a financial goal for yourself. Dreaming bigger is for everyone else around you. So it's more than just having foreign cars and fancy mansions and nice clothes. It's about being in a position where you can help someone other than yourself, because our job as humans is to contribute to society. So how can you contribute to society if you just want to be comfortable? So fellow entrepreneur, the main thing is to take the lid off your thinking and realize that there's more to obtain out there in the world, and shoot for life's, all the possibilities that life can offer. So nah, dream bigger. Entrepreneurhood.
Anyone can start, but only champions finish. Now that you've completed this episode, you're ready to continue your journey by connecting directly with our hosts of Entrepreneurhood. Follow us on Instagram at The Entrepreneurhood to stay updated with the community. For each episode, the first set of listeners to tag us on Instagram and leave a 5-star review will be entered into a drawing to get a free 1-on-1 coaching session on the topic of entrepreneurship with our hosts. Remember, there is no shame in struggling, because we fail, we grow, and we win, right here on Entrepreneurhood.